The Traveler's Journal, April 5th, in the land where bourbon was bred. Legend credits Elijah Craig, an 18th century Baptist preacher, with inventing Kentucky bourbon. Mixing grains of corn and rye with limestone spring water, he cooked the mash and distilled it into a liquor he labeled White Dog. After 2 years aging in charred white oak barrels, the liquid turned into what we now call Kentucky bourbon. Making bourbon quickly became a cottage industry, with tiny distilleries popping up behind hundreds of old Kentucky homes. The number of distilleries has dwindled dramatically, but five still offer tours that blend equal parts education and sales pitch. If you appreciate this American elixir and find yourself in north central Kentucky, consider stopping in Bardstown, the self-proclaimed bourbon capital of the world. The Otto Goetz Museum of Whiskey History is a good place to start your tour. But Bardstown also boasts three distilleries that welcome visitors. Maker's Mark is housed in an old mill that's been designated a National Historical Landmark. Its two-hour tour provides a complete education into the distilling process. Nearby Heaven Hill and Jim Beam distilleries also have visitor centers, but no tours. The Bourbon Highway also leads north to two other central Kentucky distilleries. Wild Turkey, just east of Lawrenceburg, offers the area's most comprehensive tour. Finally, there's the Ancient Age Distillery in Frankfort. And don't miss the decadent Rebecca Ruth Bourbon Balls. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.